Hello everyone and welcome to back to another Brawl Stars All Stars podcast. Today we are going to be giving our favorite skins of each rarity of brawlers. And yes, we with Ryan and Sydney, our co-host and my sister.
What's up guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Okay, so in this episode, like I said, and as you have seen in the title, we're going to be going over our favorite skins of each rarity. So we picked our favorite brawler, we picked our favorite skin of that brawler. I think I'll go first. So first of all, my favorite skin.
By the way, we're not gonna do common because it's only Shelly, and it'd be kind of weird to just do our favorite Shelly skin. So we're just gonna start with the rare brawlers.
And we're not doing default, of course.
Yeah, we're not doing default, and we're not doing true silver or true gold. Okay, my favorite Poco skin is going to be Trash Poco. I don't know if you guys know this, Poco gets a mohawk and he starts using what is the star power? Okay, he starts using the star power that's not DeCapo. So basically, what I mean by this is like Trash Poco, who's kind of like, he gets like a sick guitar, he gets a mohawk, and like...
basically looks like a rock star.
Yeah, he looks like a rock star. I like this skin. It's 149 gems because I have one of the other skins in this little trio of skin. There's Born Bad Buzz, there's Trash Poco, and there's Wicked Stew. This is the only skin in that little trio of skins that I don't have. And you will see those other two skins later in this episode, or maybe you will. But yeah, Trash Poco looks really cool. Next, I think Ryan will go.
Yeah, so for my brawler, I chose Brock. And by the way, as a little bit of a disclaimer, I'm only picking like oldish brawlers because I haven't played that much recently. So yeah, okay. So for my pick, I'm gonna go with the old school Brock, mostly because I used to have him. And he was free. Like, you could get, during the Brawler days in 2020, he was like, you literally got him for free. So, yeah. And he looks sick. Basically, he is Brock if he was like, he has like a Western like vest on, and he has like, his like, cannon thing is like, it's green, and she was like RPGs. It just looks sick. And he has sunglasses on. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing Colt because it's my favorite rare brawler. I'm choosing Royal Agent because it's Chinese and like I just kind of like how it looks with like the blue vest thingy on him and like his brown thingy on his head.
Sydney just likes how it looks. I have to agree, it is a pretty cool one of the best Chinese New Year skins. So now moving on to super rare skins. Sorry, we're gonna have to come back after this quick break. Okay, sorry about that. We're back now. We are doing some super rare brawlers, and super rare brawlers. Carl, he is probably the brawler that I've gone second highest. 600 or no, I think it was like 700 trophies, and then I started tilting with him. So my favorite Carl skin is gonna have to be Leonard Carl. Okay, this is another skin that I have, this is the first skin that I have, but I think it looks really cool, and I do like the Brown and Friends skin, because it just looks really cute. And he's like a little toad or something that's collecting mushrooms.
He's winking.
Yeah, he's winking. Yeah.
All the Brown and Friends skins are really cute. They're all like cute little animals.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I chose Dynamite, because I used to have him, and like he has a bunch of super cool different skins. It was pretty hard to decide, like, who I should do, but I decided to go with Santana. He's not cheap, he's 79 gems, but it's not, like, crazy like some of the other ones. And, basically, it's from the Brawl Days promo. It's Dynamic as Santa, and his pieces of dynamite are little candy canes, and, like, in-game, I don't know why, but it was so cool to, like, throw little candy canes for them to explode.
Yep. No, so this skin was actually a pretty old skin from 2018 Brawl Days. And it did keep coming into the shop until 2020, and it's no longer in the Brawl Days shop. So this year at Christmas, you're not gonna see Santa Mike in the shop.
What?
RIP.
Yep, that's kind of sad, but, or 2021.
It was a good skin.
It was a good skin, yeah.
Most people, when they think of, like, Dynamic skins, it's usually, like, all the different soccer ones.
Yeah.
That, like,
you got Coach Mike, you got PSG Mike, you got the
and
soccer
you, like,
ones.
All the different soccer
and,
ones.
Like, you have like Robo Mike, you have Bellhopper.
Like, I think you have like five soccer ones.
Yeah.
Something.
There's a lot of soccer
ones. So I just chose Santa Mike to like do something different.
Okay, Sydney, on to you now.
Okay, so I like Apid a lot, and like I like Virus Apid because it like looks really just cool, and it's like a lot of different colors I like, and like it has this like one like he like looks like a rock star kind of.
It's not really a rock star. It looks like It looks like he just installed a virus and now he's gonna go and kill us all.
Literally, Apid's supposed to look like a Game Boy or like sort of something similar. So now basically what it is like his white body is changed for black and all of like the accent colors are changed to like bright like green. Like the green you see like
bright
when someone's like hacking purple. And like the green text on the computer, like that text. And he also has like virus looking feet on. Instead of like normal legs.
And this was a Lunar Ball 2020 skin. Cindy, when did you get Apid? It wasn't too long ago, right?
Yeah.
I think it was the last brawler that she unlocked. She is currently unlocking Ems, which I think is her favorite brawler.
Yeah, it totally is.
And for any of you who say you were living under a rock, it's Virus Apid is like the ultimate pay to win skin. Anyone who like has a lot of like gems or something, like they bought the skin and it's really expensive. It's like 300 gems. So, yeah.
Maybe someone hacked him into Brawl Stars.
And one cool thing about Virus Apid, he actually has his own voice lines. And they're really cool.
Wait, what?
Yep, he does.
Yeah.
Some 300 gem skins will have that. Because, I mean,
honestly, if you're paying 300 gems for a skin,
that's like, literally two Brawl Passes in one skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to Epic Brawlers. Okay. I think you all might know this, but it's going to have to be my favorite brawler, Stu. So yeah. Now, and you all know I love Stu.
When Stu came out, this guy was going crazy about Stu.
No, not really when he came out, but I still really liked him. Wicked Stu. That's the skin that I have, and Superstar. But my favorite skin of Stu's is going to have to be Headless Rider. This was a Halloween skin. What was it? It wasn't too long ago. And it looks really cool.
It's basically just the regular Stu with a pump with like a jack-o'-lantern on his head.
And it
looks sick.
Yeah, he gets Halloweenified. If you don't know, a little backstory of my Stu. First rank 25, highest was 758 trophies on him. He tilted a bit, now he's probably down to about 700. So Stu, great brawler, high skill cap. Recommend, like, I just started, like, I got Stu to rank 15 when I first got him, but then after that, I pushed him to rank 25. Super duper easy push to rank 20. You could just easily do it with power level 7, not even. But, like, so recommend you guys play Stu if you have him, and select him if you can.
Okay, time to go back to an OG brawler. One of my favorites, Bo. Like, he has so many super cool looking skins. Like, honestly, even his default skin looks cool. But I'm off to go with Horse Bow. It's 149 gems, not the cheapest thing, but like it's just sick. It's Bow. He's like, it's by the way, it's Supercell make skin, so it's fan made, and it's like Egyptian Bow, if that makes sense. It just looks cool.
Yeah. So I think Horse Bow. He's understanding. This is literally the best skin. This is literally the best skin in the game. I'm not even kidding.
And it like looks someone made it.
And someone made it. Exactly.
And the Underworld one.
Yeah,
which I think
the Underworld one.
There's another fan-made one for Bo. It's the Underworld one. It's basically Bo's the devil with a ram horn on his face.
People are really good at it.
I swear.
The fan-made skins are really good. Not gonna lie, these fan-made skins are better than most of the Superstar ones. So,
So, for me, my favorite brawler is Ems, so I chose Ems. I didn't choose DJ Ems because, like, I like it, but, like, the face is, like, kind of...
It's sort of like wannabe Franking. It's like the DJ Frank, but worse.
I think Ems' dad is Frank or something in the Connor told
me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yep.
And so my favorite is Super Fan. I like... She's like playing, it kind of looks like she's playing golf or something like that. And
she's
recording.
She's live streaming.
She's live streaming.
She's a vlogger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. just like teenage.
I used to see a lot of people rocking collagen gems too, with like the little spray thing.
Yeah, because collagen gems is really
It's like a popular one.
It's only 500 star points.
Yeah, it's only 500 star points
compared to the 149 gems. I'm super fan M's.
I mean,
so not cheap, yeah. But
I'm probably gonna buy that when I get M's.
Yeah,
super fan.
No. The collagen.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time for mythic.
Mythics. Okay, so mythic brawler, I kind of just discovered this brawler, it was just not too long ago. Max. Max is one of my favorite mythic brawlers, because I think Max just also an insanely high skill cap. You'll see, I love brawlers that have high skill caps. I guess the only brawler that I really don't like with a high skill cap is Edgar. And skill cap means like, you can train with this brawler and become better. Edgar, if you know how to jump, you know who to kill, you know who not to kill, then you're good. With Max, you need to know how to use your super effectively. You need to know how to gadget to be able to take shots. The star power requires a lot of skill too. So Max is one of my favorite brawlers here. I know I'm giving detailed like things about just the brawler. So I think, and my favorite M skin is probably gonna have to be the, Hermes. For some reason I wrote Hermes Mr. P down. I have no idea why I wrote that. But it's Hermes Max. She kind of looks like
It's kind of Max is a girl?
It kind of looks like Horace Bow. It's just it's not as good as Horace Bow.
It's just like less naked, basically.
Yeah. And Coney came a close second, because I do like brown and friend skin.
The brown friend does look cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one skin that I don't like of Max and you shouldn't ever wear is GT. Streetwear is good, but GT honestly looks worse than
me. It looks kind of ugly.
No, like blue and orange. What did they think that they were doing? No, yeah. Okay, moving on.
Okay, so I'm picking Mortis. So, I don't know why, Mortis just looks cool. Even as a default skin, it just looks cool. It's just sick. So, for mine, I don't know why I really like Top Hat Mortis, but I didn't go with it. I picked something a little bit more extreme. I went Dark Mecha Mortis. So, a lot of people like Mecha Mortis, but I think the Dark Mecha one's better because it fits Mortis' vibe better. Mortis is all dark and stuff, so I think the Dark one looks better for him.
Yep, so the Dark Mecha Mortis, it's actually kind of a pain to get. So you have to get the mecha skin. Which is already 300 gems. And then you have to wait for Dark Mecha to get into your shop. And then that's 50 gems again.
So you're spending 350 gems and waiting a bunch of time just for the skin.
Yeah.
But the end result is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And now next, we have Sydney's favorite mythic brawler.
Okay, I like Tara. So it was kind of hard deciding between Rage Quit and Street Ninja, but I chose Street Ninja because it's kind of cool. She's holding up a deck of purple cards floating, and she's has an eye or something on the middle of her whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what Tara always has. She's an extra eye.
It's her normal skin, but her mummy wrap is blue.
Deep blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's just holding
it. Looks really good.
Okay, one thing that people didn't know, Rage Quit Tara, really cool skin, and you were able to get it for free if you participated in the World Brawl Championship thing in 2022. And then if you didn't have Tara on your account, you would get Tara and the skin. The skin right now costs 149 gems. I think that's a bit too expensive, but yeah, so I think that's gonna be it for the mythic brawlers. Now moving on to legendary brawlers.
Okay.
So I think I'll go first again.
Okay.
So go Leon. Leon, this is a skin that I have. Trick or Treat Leon.
I like that one a lot too.
Yeah. Trick or Treat Leon is an amazing skin. It looks so he got his ghost costume on and he's starting to go trick or treat. So instead of whatever he throws, those things that would hurt, he throws candy. And then,
which is kind of cool also, because on his normal skin he has a lollipop in his mouth, so it's kind of tying back to that.
Yeah, so he has a candy lollipop.
Attack is
mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people like Leon, and maybe say would say like Leon. I mean, Werewolf Leon or Dino Leon or Sally Leon. But my I actually don't really like Sally Leon because it's a brown and friends.
It's a bit boring.
It's brown and friends though.
But brown and friends, you gotta make something puffy.
Yeah.
Like El Brown, you got the face that's puffy.
It's so cute.
Max, you got the face that's puffy.
Like not gonna lie, the Dino Leon skin looks more like a brown and friends skin than the Sally one.
Yeah, the Dino. Yeah, that's honestly kind of true. But Trick or Treat, also only 50 gems, so pretty cheap skin.
Yep.
Like,
obviously from the Brawloween promo.
Yeah, from the Brawloween promo. And, yeah, so I'd recommend you get that skin if you don't have it.
Okay. For mine, I'm gonna choose Crow as my brawler. Crow has a lot of cool skins, but the first time I saw this, it was
amazing.
The Crowbone skin, it just, wow. He has this like sick outfit on. Instead of his like normal like bird head, it's made of bone and he has red eyes. It's just crazy. Like his entire outfit is just incredible. It's from the Calamity Gang skin. Or it's a Calamity Gang skin.
Yeah. So I think that's an amazing skin too. I know some people might say that, I don't know, Phoenix Crow are better.
Phoenix Crow also looks great.
But Crowbone is honestly a great skin.
It's like hardcore. Bro's got his like poison bottle and like little knife and all.
Uh-huh. And okay, last one. First one on Lee. I mean, one thing I need to say, I have every single brawler. So I'm not saying like Leon because I really want to get Leon. I have every single brawler. Sydney and Ryan, I don't know about them.
Yeah, but I don't play in a while, guys. I'm picking old brawlers.
I think Sydney's getting close to getting Ant and things like that. But yeah. Sydney does have one or two mythics. Do you have any legendaries?
No.
Okay. But this is, I think, her second favorite brawler, which is
Amber.
Yeah.
So there was two options, Amber and De La Vega or something like that. And she was like, looks really weird.
So it's basically Amber coming up from a Vegas show. I mean, like, I think that's what it means because she has a sword in her head and like there's some crazy stuff going on. I don't like that skin either that much.
Yeah.
Especially compared to
Frost Queen. She's like, looks really good and has that like crown on her head and a purple dress.
It's Amber if she was Elsa, basically.
Yes.
But so, she looks better.
And this is a Dark Brawlhalla skin, and so this was just when Mandy came out, so this was the Dark Brawlhalla time. I know we had the Pirate Brawlhalla in 2020, we got the regular Brawlhalla when Lou came out, we got all that stuff, now we got the Dark Brawlhalla. I wonder what next Brawlhalla name is going to be. Okay,
I saw Frost Queen once, and I was like, what brawler is that? Yeah. Because it was like so blue.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
Okay, last but not least, we're running Ruin Chromatics.
Yes.
Kind of like kick us off.
Okay. Yeah. So I think my favorite chromatic brawler is gonna be Ash, but I didn't choose Ash because I like Buzz more than Ash. Okay. Ash and Buzz, they're close for me. I don't know which one I like more. I also like Surge, but not as much. I like all the chromatic brawlers really, and I didn't want to choose Buster because then like Buster. I didn't want to choose Sam because Sam really only has one other skin. Buzz has a few different skins. And I still decided to choose the Born Bad Buzz skin, the Brawl Pass exclusive skin. So I chose the skin because it's much better than Buzzette because I really don't like macarons. And it's much better than Director because I don't like watching plays.
You like macarons though.
They're okay. Yeah, so I chose the skin because I have it. It's another one of the Born Bad trio skins. I keep saying trio of skins. It's just Born Bad Buzz, Wicked Stew, Trash Poco. And, I don't have Trash Poco.
Notice that Trash Poco is also on this list.
Yeah.
Nice to see a theme here.
Yeah. I only didn't choose Wicked Stew because, what was it? Well, because, I mean, Headless Rider is kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, Headless Rider is better than Wicked Stew, but still, Born Bad Buzz, he gets some sick shades, and I mean, like,
He looks like a rock star in a rapper, like,
yes.
Combined.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all of those, like...
He has, like, a little dog as a pet.
Yep, he has a little dog, and that dog is so cute.
Yeah.
It's like a mini...
And he has those, like, blue shades on it. It's, like, so cute.
Uh-huh. And next we have, I think, Ryan's gonna go next?
Yeah. I had a hard time with this one, like... But I ultimately decided to go with Gale. He for being such an old brawler, he doesn't have as many skins as I was.
I mean, for chromatic brawlers, like really, chromatic brawlers really only have the default skin. They have the brawl pass exclusive. They have true gold, silver, and if you're lucky, you'll have one or two other ones.
Like all of the Gale skins, they're not like anything like really special, but they're pretty good. Like there's the merchant one, it's just Gale's like a trader with the snake. And then this is the Squeak Buster one, just if Gale's in Ghostbusters. But I decided to go with the Fanmid one. It's the Nutcracker one. It just looks the best. Like, not even gonna lie. Like, even his, like, mustache looks crazy. His whole outfit is cool. His hat is cool. It just, yeah. Nothing much to say here. Okay. Sydney, here
I
go.
So, I like, Alola. So, she has, like, a lot. Like, Galaxy Storm Kit. One something like that was like a kid in Lala, but I chose Lawless. Like she has like a fox in her hand or something, I don't know, but like I like her dress a lot. She kind of looks like I don't know,
she looks like she's from Spain. I don't know why.
I don't know, she has like face paint. Kind of true.
Yeah.
She's in a black dress.
Yeah, she's in a black dress.
Like with this one brown.
And she has an angry fox on her neck. And its mouth is like trapped between her hair.
Yeah, so I think if everyone knows this, all Lola skins have some sort of thing around her neck.
It's always some animal.
Usually an animal, except for in Galaxy Storm, and I have literally no idea
it's
what
like
that
a,
is.
It's like an animal, it's some sort of like a lizard alien thing with three eyes. Which one?
The Rebel one. Oh, Rebel one's actually kind of cool. That was a Brawl Pass exclusive skin. What was Lola?
I never knew that Lola had a fox around herself. I thought it was just like
I think
a
that was season 8. Yeah. Lola? I think Lola was season 8, yep. But yeah, so I think, is that about it? One thing, we were at 22 minutes. That's like exactly what I like. One thing, I have an honorable mention. This was an epic brawler. For some reason, I decided to go Stu because Stu's my favorite brawler. But epic brawler Frank has an amazing fan-made skin.
Yeah.
I would like to say this one. Spirit Knight.
Spirit Knight. It's the newest one.
Yeah,
it just looks crazy.
It looks, it just looks like it's fan-made skin. Just got released. I mean, Spirit Knight Frank is an amazing skin.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to like it. It just looks like okay, search it up. I have no idea how to describe it.
He has a little caveman head with horns.
And no, that's not a caveman head. That's the caveman
head.
Oh,
never mind. That's caveman. He has just like one purplish
like
blue giraffe. No, not a giraffe. Like,
you can't. It's so good you can't describe it. Yeah. So
also shout out like to another Frank skin, DJ Frank.
That's
a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Also, I'm definitely going to do a poll today in Spotify for all the Spotify users. Do you guys like it with the co-host or with not the co-host? I know me personally, I have more fun recording it with other people. But I think also I checked the listens to the ones with co-hosts, and we definitely get a lot more listens on those. I'm going to start putting it in the title when we have co-hosts on. I'll try and do it every weekend, maybe every other weekend. Because, you know, I will upload on the weekday sometimes. And, like, my sister will have homework or, like, Ryan, my friend, he'll have things to do. But I think that's going to be about it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.
Yep.